Hello and welcome to this podcast from Delaney and Hart Limited. We're a communication skills and personal impact company based in Exeter in Devon in the UK. My name's Celia Delaney, I'm the director, and I want to talk to you today about risky living and just talk about the idea of stepping out and being really bold and courageous this year. There are a number of tracks that go with this, and on track one, I'm going to introduce the idea of risky living and what it is to be fully alive. And on subsequent tracks, I will talk about the idea of playing to lose or playing to win, about the fear of success and the fear of failure, about confidence and what that really is. And finally, some actions that you can take in order to set yourself some bolder tasks this year and check in on how you're doing. So first of all, what do I mean by risky living? Well, I heard somebody say a little while ago something that really piqued my interest and I found quite difficult intellectually to wrap my head around. He said, "The price of our vitality is the sum of all our fears." The price of our vitality is the sum of all our fears. And I find that quite difficult to understand, and it gave me pause to reflect and think about what exactly that meant for me. And I think what it means is that in order to be fully alive, which I really strongly believe in and which we've built company around, the idea of allowing people to be fully alive, is to be vital, that is our vitality. And the price of that is to conquer fear, I think. And a lot of people don't want to face their fear and don't want to do the work that it takes to conquer their fears. And the more fears you have, the higher the price you have to pay. You add up all of those fears and that's a pretty high sum. And that is the price of our vitality. So conquering those fears is really crucial to our life's journey. And I think that takes courage. To face fear takes courage. You have to be brave. You have to take that step into what is something of a war zone, a battle, and take the risk that things could go badly. They could be scary. That you might get slightly injured. You could die. But I think that all those fears about dying and it being impossible and being overwhelming are what really holds us back from facing even quite small fears. So you've really got to stare death in the face. That is, after all, what we're all frightened of. And that is what all fears tend to derive from. And something that's really important to understand about fear is that it is largely learned. Fears are culturally shared. They're transmitted from parents to children, from role models to whole classes, and between one another of us as we grow up and as we continue into adulthood. And in fact, we're only born, psychologists think, with two fears. One is the fear of falling, and the other is a fear of loud noises. So that's really a very small pot of fear to be born with. And I can understand why, given what we know about our evolution, why those fears are now hardwired. That seems very sensible in terms of survival, not to fall off cliffs and to be aware that loud noises probably mean predator or some other kind of danger. So that makes perfect sense and keeps us alive. Then as we grow up, we embellish with a whole raft of fears that we think are keeping us alive, but which actually are keeping us half dead. So I want you to think about where you are on the scale, given the battle that you're raging with your fears. Where are you on a scale of playing to lose versus playing to win? If playing to win is up one end, playing to lose is down the other, I'd be willing to bet that you're probably somewhere in the middle. And I would argue that that means you're playing not to lose. That's not the same as playing to win. I think it takes an exceptional person to have the courage to play to win. Most of us are playing not to lose. And in the next track, I'll talk about what I think about that, what fears I think we're running from, and we'll go on to see how you tackle those.